Hey, super regional. I mean, just the excitement of still playing. What's this time mean for you?
It's awesome. I mean, you look at some of the series we played in, and there were some people that were kind of doubting us, and then to go in there and roll through the Georgia Tech regional, that was fun. It was a lot of fun. So I was really excited.
You mentioned the guys you played. How prepared was this team for postseason because of the schedule you played this year?
Very, very prepared. Georgia Tech was a really good ball club, and we had some guys step up in a major way, and I don't think there's nobody that's played the schedule that we have, and there's nobody that's as prepared as we are.
What can you say about Fitz and Bailey Horn and the job they did?
It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm so happy for Steven. He did an awesome job. He really kind of carried our team through that one, but Bailey and Richard were kind of the unsung heroes, and for them to step up the way they did is unbelievable, and it was a really big kind of push we needed for our program to keep moving forward, and they did a really good job.
How's your arm and shoulder feeling? How are you feeling going into the start?
Good, very good. No problems, and I'm excited about it.
When you first came back, and I think you faced like Georgia a little bit, and the fourth inning wasn't a good spot for you. Was there some fatigue there? Was that just them kind of getting on you a little bit? What were you feeling?
Poor pitchability. It was not doing my job for sure. You try to make pitches and not live in the middle of the strike zone. That's kind of where I was at that point. And, I ended up getting a ground. But Will came and talked to me, told me to get a ground ball. I did. And then I think the two pitches later, I gave up a cookie over the wall. So that wasn't ideal. But, it's a learning point. And at this point, I'm not concerned about that because that's behind us. Everything that everyone did this season is behind us. And like right now, you could look at Steven's stats and maybe still down in the 240, whatever, 250. But right now he's hitting 500 with 15 RBIs or whatever it is in the postseason, so it doesn't matter what he did, it doesn't matter what any of us did.
From the outside looking in, it just looks like it's been an emotional roller coaster, or would have been. Has it felt like that with Rod, with things that have happened on the field as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Rod was a huge part of this program, a huge part of Auburn for such a long time, and it's kind of like, one of those things you don't expect, and not like the little patch we put on our hat. It was a small thing that we could do for him, but I think he was happy with the way we performed, and I know he's watching over us and he's looking out for us, so that was definitely a little hurdle to climb, and we miss him dearly, but we're trying to do it as much as we can for him.
They tell you to be ready for Friday. Is that the plan?
Saturday. Throw on Saturday, I believe, and then Bailey and Richard are in there. Cody's still fresh now. Elliot, exactly the same thing. So right now we're looking good.
What have you seen from North Carolina, their lineup?
I know that they've got a couple guys early in the lineup that like to hit the ball out of the park, and they've got some good, their first bat, the left-hand second baseman, went in the first or second round, and that'll be a good bat, but up and down, they've got some good freshmen. They're not going to be a bad lineup at all. They're going to be a lineup that's going to compete, and what we got to do is make sure that we execute our pitches and do everything we can to keep the ball in the yard.
I think you're eligible, right, to be drafted? Are you kind of monitoring today? What are your thoughts on people that get picked?
I've got a great setup here at Auburn, and it'd have to be something ridiculous to get me to give all this up, all the academics, Coach Thompson, staff, and these facilities. So, I'm monitoring, but not concerned.
As a pitcher, what does a guy like Judd Ward mean to you guys when you're on the mound?
I mean, if you think about it, when Judd threw him out at first base, like everyone's talking about how crazy of a play that is, but looking beyond that, that very well could have been runner on first, one out, whatever, and maybe the next guy does something. It's just a complete momentum swing in our favor, and it really kind of comes down to momentum if you talk about going back and forth with the ball club, a good ball club with Georgia Tech as well. And so him being able to do that just like here and there, throwing guys out, making good plays, and the ninth inning he made a really good play, like stuff like that, that could have been a huge momentum swing for Georgia Tech, going to look to score a couple runs, and he neutralizes that and keeps it on our side, so it's big time.
His energy, too, I mean, he's a guy that brings a lot. Does the team kind of feed off of those kind of things?
Yeah, when you look at – when people are watching the game on TV, you get the commercials and you get cut back in when the first pitch is about to be thrown, but you don't get to see Judd sprint out to left field, or you don't get to see him bounce around in the dugout and all that sort of thing. Trying to make sure we're all locked in and fired up, so he's a really good piece of a program.